This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched India's first two genome edited rice varieties by ICAR in New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister said, "It is a historic day for India." He said these two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield of rice in the country. Mr. Chauhan congratulated agriculture scientists who were involved in this project and said that the country has faith in the capability of the country's agricultural scientists. Our correspondent reports that these varieties have been developed for the states of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh. India's first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 concluded today at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai. The four-day summit, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit witnessed participation from over 90 countries with more than 10,000 delegates. The Waves Bazaar saw business deals worth over 1,300 crore rupees with creators and filmmakers from across the country. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju has said that every creator that participated in Waves is leaving as a star. The secretary said this while addressing a cultural session during Waves in Mumbai. Mr. Jaju noted that the musicians that contested in the Create in India Challenge, that is CIC, captured the essence of India through their performances. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Jaju said that Waves has been an incredible stage for investment, business, art and culture, establishing itself as a people's movement. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that as a defence minister, it is his responsibility to work with the armed forces and give befitting reply to those who cast evil eye on India. The defence minister said this while addressing the Sanskriti Jagran Mahotsav in New Delhi.
एक राष्ट्र के रूप में भारत के भौतिक स्वरूप की सुरक्षा हमारे वीर सैनिकों ने हमेशा की है जहां एक तरफ हमारे सैनिक रणभूमि में लड़ते हैं वहीं दूसरी तरफ हमारे संत जीवन भूमि में लड़ते हैं रक्षा मंत्री के रूप में मेरा दायित्व है कि मैं अपने सैनिकों के साथ मिलकर देश की सीमाओं की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करूं और मेरा यह दायित्व है कि अपनी सेना के साथ मिलकर देश के ऊपर आंख उठाने वालों को मुंहतोड़ जवाब दूं
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart, Mr. Gen Nakatani, in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Defence, in a statement, has said that during the meeting, both sides will exchange views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discuss ways to further deepen the bilateral defence cooperation. The National Testing Agency, NTA, today successfully conducted the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, undergraduate, that is NEET UG 2025, at over 5,000 centres in more than 500 cities in India. The exam was also conducted in 14 cities abroad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 7th edition of Bihar Khelo India Youth Games 2025 through a video message. In his address, Prime Minister said, His government has developed a culture of sports in the country, and the Khelo India umbrella event is an example that hones sports skills and identify young talents.
आज देश में 1,000 से अधिक Khelo India centers चल रहे हैं. इनमें 3 दर्जन से अधिक हमारे बिहार में ही हैं. बिहार को तो NDA के double engine का भी फायदा हो रहा है. यहाँ बिहार सरकार अनेक योजनाओं को अपने स्तर पर विस्तार दे रही है।
The Prime Minister said Khelo India is an inclusive platform in which traditional Gatka, Kalaripattu, Kho-Kho games have been added so that young players from rural area get opportunity. He said rise of sports talent in the country exhibits its soft power. Prime Minister said the country will host Olympics in 2036 and showcase its soft power. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings have set a victory target of 237 runs for Lucknow Super Giants at Dharamshala, Himachal Pradesh. Asked to bat first, they made 236 for 5 in their stipulated 20 overs. In response, Lucknow were 48 for 3 after 7 overs a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.